Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
How's everyone feeling? I know it's been a rough couple weeks of travel, but everybody feeling okay? Everybody?
Actually, it is a little hard carrying all the bags. Just want to point that out again, everyone.
But look at the muscles you've built, Robert.
Wow, Robert, you actually look very good and ripped right now.
Really? Oh, thanks.
It's not just because your clothes are ripped. It's because your muscles are ripped.
I think I have a new vote for strongest person in the group.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to load up.
I don't know why he didn't opt to use the, you know, automatic cargo thing that I built. It's been following us this whole time.
He needs purpose.
I thought it was for the muscles.
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right. I got it. What did you bring, Captain?
Oh, you know, just the necessities. A few essentials.
Yeah, but there's four bags.
Yeah. Essentials.
Okay, right. Okay, I got it.
Some people like to have a reason to complain, so we're actually being good people by giving him a reason to be upset.
Oh, and Bartholomew, Barty, I can't remember which.
Whatever.
Okay, the bot is still following, so that means we're on course, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, totally. The okay. Navigation system at the front of the cargo container.
At the back.
The cargo container is at the back of the navigation system, which is at the front of the cargo. I guess it
that's
would be
following
an infinite
us.
Loop. Yeah, no,
right.
That's right.
Okay, good. Okay, march on, Beatrix. We're ready.
Well, I think we're, you know, only about maybe half a day's journey from where we're going, if not less.
Okay.
Are you sure you guys don't want to maybe take a break? Maybe we could set up camp?
Oh, yes. Oh, there we go. Setting everything down.
We don't have to do it all in, you know, one big trip.
I agree. Right? Oh, yeah, no, great idea.
I mean, we have been traveling for, like I said, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's been nice to sleep outside and kind of show you all the ropes of how I do things around here.
Yeah, it would be nice if someone, like, you know, wouldn't mind sharing a tent. I know I bring it up a lot, but, you know, just maybe.
If you had brought a tent, you would be able to share a tent.
Okay, I'm just going to make a tent out of these bags.
Honestly, we should just keep moving. I'm incredibly bored. I have no eyes and can't see anything. And Robert is really bad at explaining stuff, especially when his breathing's so heavy.
Well, Al, maybe we just take a little break, you know? Why don't you play a game of chess with Barty? Isn't that what you like to do, huh?
I mean, sure. That's fine.
There we go, right? There
okay.
we go.
Camping chess, that's a thing.
Great. So a break it is. I'm just gonna... Just gonna head over there, do some captain stuff, and then I hope you guys enjoy your chess.
Okay, I guess I can play chess. This is fun too.
Yeah, here's some rocks, and you can just draw a little grid in the ground.
Oh!
Look, there you go. You
don't worry, I have a fully equipped chessboard in the cargo hold.
I'll go get some fresh water.
It's okay. It's okay, no one's gonna hurt you. I'm here. They're close, but they're not gonna find you. Not if I have anything to do with it. It's gonna be okay.
Captain!
Oh, hey! Hi! Hey, I didn't... You really gotta wear a bell or something, Beatrix. You just sneak up on people.
I don't say I sneak. I don't sneak. I'm just quiet in my approach.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, you heard... I was just talking to myself. Just going over some captain protocol. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing you need to concern yourself with whatsoever.
Captain protocol, huh?
Yeah, the protocol.
Captain protocol.
Yeah.
Captain.
Do you have a problem with me?
Hey, you too?
Oh!
Hey, I just jogged over. Wow, it's so easy to jog places now. Who knew? Ripped. I just want to know what you guys wanted for dinner tonight.
I mean... I caught a fish when I was getting some fresh water just now.
Awesome. All right, I'll take that. Well, that's a strange looking... Okay, yeah, thanks.
You know, just watch out for its snappers. It's
still
going.
Whoa. Okay, yeah, okay. Captain, fish, what would you like with fish this evening?
Actually, Bob, I'm not really that hungry. Thank you, though.
Okay, no problem. All right. I feel like I interrupted something.
You did.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want me to go?
I think that's what my grimace is implying.
Oh, sorry. Right. Okay. So fish. I'll decide what goes with the fish.
Chips.
Yeah, chips. It's a great idea. Okay.
I think the captain likes chips.
I feel like there's like a.
Bob, could you please give us a minute?
Yeah, sure. Understood. Okay.
Rook E5.
Okay, yeah. I should warn you. I've been reconnecting with my Bardy self, right?
Yeah.
And I've got my engineering skills are, you know, right on point. I should warn you, this is a chessboard of my own design. And it has an additional feature where every time you lose a piece, it sends a wave through your hand to your brain and causes you to have a profound realization about yourself.
Don't have hands, don't have a brain, don't think this will be a problem.
It has a digital component. You're right, I was speaking figuratively for you, the AI.
Okay.
I'm used to you.
Okay, this is great, because honestly, I'm glad you're reconnecting with yourself. Have you noticed, like, because everyone else is just being a bit too... normal. I think everyone's just like on the right track and being themselves and thriving. And this has been a really great trip. And it can only get better when we finally reach our destination.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder how you feel about that when I take that rook.
Okay, Beatrix. So-called Beatrix. It's obvious that you know some things that you probably shouldn't know. Okay?
What are you talking about? I am a naive scout who enjoys being delightful.
Cut the bullshit, all right? I just need to know that you're not going to fuck this up for me.
Well, I need to know you're not going to fuck this up for me.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do what?
If this is the game you want to play, we can play it, Beatrix.
You thought I wouldn't find you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Please. I've been watching you for weeks. Poor little Beatrix comes back into the base and finds me. Just have a couple of things to ask you before we take you back there.
What did you do with her?
You remember the base.
What did you do with her?
It doesn't matter. It matters what I'm going to do with you.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey, guys. I just jogged over. I got this weird fish squid thing that sort of stuck to one of my arms. I was hoping one of you could—sorry, I know you're in a game—could just help me get it off. It's sort of painful. Anyone? I guess it just has to be you, Bardy, because
yeah,
no hands, no brain.
Right.
No, I, Bob. I thought that having the positive traits of two personalities would enhance me, you know? But
right.
If I'm two people, can I be a full, complete person?
I really could use some help getting the squid thing off my arm. just pull on one of the legs, maybe?
What am I really capable of?
Please, Al, is there any ideas here? It's sort of eating me.
I don't think I'll ever be able to be happy.
Okay, I'm gonna go get a blaster.
Okay, everyone pack up. Break's over. We're gonna get going.
What?
Pack up. The break's done. Come on. Call it a tie. Whatever the game is, we have to go now.
Oh, God. I feel like I was on the cusp of figuring myself out, really, but okay, let's go.
Hey, guys. I still got this thing. What's going on? Why are you all packing up? I thought we were. I was
the break is over. So get the luggage, put them on your muscles and calves, and let's go.
Well, I sort of lost an arm to this squid thing. It's sort of on. I can't get it off.
Oh, yeah. I thought something was different. But either way, that's not a priority right now.
Okay. Okay, right. We don't have Beatrix. We can't go without Beatrix.
I really don't think that's necessary. I think we can go.
What?
Why?
Captain's orders. We're leaving without her. Let's go. Now.
Someone pick me up. Captain's orders. Someone pick me up and start walking.
Okay, I'll go try to get what bags I can. I'm going to have to pick and choose.
Captain, strictly speaking, I've never recognized your authority to give orders. And I don't think I want to leave without Beatrix.
I'm sorry, are you defying my orders right now?
That was what I was trying to explain.
Insubordination.
I have the power to fire you, Bartholomew.
Right, and that would be quite the threat, once again, if I recognized your authority over the operation to you know, hire and fire and so on. It'd be like if you started a job as, you know, like, say, as a garbage person, right? And then someone else gets hired in head office, right? But they didn't actually get hired. They were just, you know, someone who's like a family member of the boss who kind of hangs out a lot. And then they say, you know, I don't like the way you do your job, and you're fired, Barty Bartholomew. But I could still keep doing my job as long as their family member was cool with it. You see what I'm saying here? You're the family member in the scenario.
I didn't catch any of that. But at this point, you have to choose between me or Beatrix. And that choice you make depends on what you...
Ow!
I don't think you're going to have to make that choice, Bartholomew.
This is a mutiny! Oh my God!
Hey guys! I just heard an AC-97 plasma rifle!
Everybody shut up!
It's not her! It's not her! No one listen...
I'm not who I say I am. Well, maybe we should be asking Captain here some more questions. Bartholomew, throw me some tape.
Beatrix, as much as I didn't want to take orders from Captain, I'm hesitant to take this order from you as well.
Bartholomew!
Is it for a good reason?
Oh, the AC-97 laser rifle shot the Captain. Oh.
This is one of the worst things ever happened.
Bartholomew, tape.
Okay.
Stop doing that!
Around your mouth.
But that's... Oh.
And around your arms.
No, no. Oh, this is quite violent, and this is traumatizing.
Can I have the AC-95 rifle, please?
I don't think that's a good idea, Robert. In fact, I think everyone's just going to sit tight for a minute while I deal with our so-called captain.
Okay.
This would be such a great time for me to have hands and a brain.
Well, I guess we're setting up camp again?
Oh, we're not setting up camp. Oh, no. We're going to where I've been leading us.
No,
we're
can't.
Going to where the captain's been trying to not take us. Oh, shut up, you.
No, I'm down an arm, and I don't think I can carry the captain and all the bags, actually.
Put it in the compartment, bot.
What do you mean, compartment bot?
There's been a bot that can carry everything, and we just haven't wanted to tell you because we haven't wanted to make you feel like an idiot.
Oh, you mean the navigation bot that's following behind us?
Huh? Yes.
With the big cargo hold at the back, I've been referring to the cargo component of the navigation and cargo bot.
I'm just tired of putting up with all of this positive bull, okay? We have a place to go, and I am taking us there because I need to show you all the truth, okay? So let's just start walking, unless someone else wants to get shot.
I don't think that this is Beatrix.
What makes you think it's not me, Al?
It's the yelling.
The only person I know who cocks a laser rifle like that, I haven't seen in a very long time. Miss Brass, if you'd please explain yourself, what's going on here?
Well, I guess the ruse is up. But we aren't going to explain anything until we get to the base.
We've been traveling away from the base.
Not that base.
Oh. Okay.
She's way more badass than I remember her.
I don't think she really actually liked to leave the base. I guess that's changed.
A lot has changed, Robert. Nice to see you. Last time I saw you, you had the butt of a gun in my face.
Director Tinsley, actually. No, Robert's fine, actually.
That's enough, okay? That's enough. If I don't have to play this ruse anymore, then why don't we just get going, huh? Why don't we all just get going? Because there's a lot you don't know. What did I just say?
Okay, I'm gonna just drag the captain back to the cargo.
You're not touching her.
Okay.
I'm the only one who's gonna guide this captain.
Okay, I'll just pick you up, Al. We'll go load the bags in the cargo bot. Okay. With my two arms. Because the fish thing.
The mean one's back.
I'm only mean because it meant I could survive. Nice to see you, Barty, Bartholomew.
Yeah, whatever, it's fine. You know, I would say nice to see you. It's a new social situation for me. And that laugh makes me think that maybe your comment wasn't entirely sincere.
A lot's changed since I saw you last, Bartholomew.
I was dead! What did I do?
You really don't remember?
Death?
No.
No, I don't remember death!
What happened after? It's not buried in your code somewhere? I thought that you said it was buried. You could resuscitate these things. When we spoke, you said... You really don't remember?
I need more to go on.
We don't have time. We don't have time, okay? I have been building to this for too long, all right? This has been happening for too long, and we need to get to the base, okay? It'll just be clear when we get there. I just need us to get there.
Hey, Al, are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just processing everything.
Shh. Quiet. We're not that far away.
Oh.
Okay, so... Trying to piece this together. Beatrix is Beatrice.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's got a gun.
Yeah.
She knows how to use it because she is head of security, or, well, used to be.
Yeah.
Before I, the event that we don't want to talk about happened.
Yeah, the murder.
Right. She shot the captain.
Yeah.
And she still has the gun.
Yeah.
And she's talking to Barty Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Cool. So our choices are we could run back to the base we know.
Yeah.
Or we could follow along and try to save...
Yeah.
Shh. Okay. So just one question. Do you have a gun?
Yeah!
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Okay, I think we have one more episode to get to the base.
Yeah, I guess we do.
We do.
Should I know what you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
Love
improv.
It. But I think Mutiny is great, too.
Yeah, Mutiny was a great call.
Yeah, we now have enough, Michael, because of your Mutiny comment.
Did I say Mutiny?
Yeah. I said Mutiny.
Yeah, it was Al.
Fuck you, Sean.
Way to go, Michael. It was an amazing offer, Michael, and we couldn't do this without you.
I love
I quit!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interests?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.